Linda, L-I-N-D-A, Kate, C-A-T-E-S, 11-25-25, 3-24-98, 27-year-old young lady comes in because of large amount of drainage from her C-section scar, period. The pericardial patient underwent a very difficult C-section complicated by placental bleed and subsequent vertical incision on her uterus to get the baby out. Subsequent issues with baby with respiratory distress and staying in NICU for a few days. Comes in today with drainage around her lower abdominal incision, bikini cut, period. She had a baby on 11-12-25, period. Patient is obese, has a history of iron deficiency anemia. She lost tremendous amount of blood. She looks very anemic, very lethargic at this time, period. She feels weak. She feels tired. She feels very dizzy, period. Family history, she's had a history of coronary artery disease in her father and breast cancer, liver cancer, and other sorts of cancer in the past. Allergy, known and drug allergy. Social, she does smoke half a pack a day, doesn't drink alcohol, doesn't use drugs, lives with her mom and her sister. Pediatric immunizations, up-to-date medication, iron supplements, medical problems, prediabetes, hypertension, obesity. Surgery, C-section times one, cholecystectomy, hysterogastric sleeve. Today she's awake, she's alert, but she's very weak, she's very pale. 319 pounds, 98.4, 98, 20, 109, 138 over 79. Heart positive, small positive, risk to lungs, tachycardic, lungs clear, heart tachycardic, lungs clear, abdomen soft, there's no tenderness, there's drainage about the incision, lower abdominal incision, bikini cut. Neurological non-focal. Patient appears very pale, but no rash. Ultrasound of the abdomen shows a very gassy abdomen and fluid collection around the incision, which is hard to measure because of the amount of gas and distension present. Her carotid ultrasound, which was done due to dizziness, is negative for any obstruction, thyroid within normal limits, no lymphadenopathy noted in the neck, period. Assessment number one, status post C-section, 11-12-25. C-section was complicated by a vertical and a horizontal incision on the uterus with a placental bleed. Next number, patient appears very weak and dizzy. Next number, copious amount of fluid is escaping from the incision lower abdomen. Next number, I told her that the best course of action for her is to go back to Galveston, where she had the baby, and for her to see her OB right away, period. The pericardial patient most likely needs a CAT scan to evaluate the size of the seroma. Patient also may need that more transfusion. She left the hospital with hemoglobin 8, which needs to be rechecked again. Next number, she's tachycardic and symptomatic. Next number, she's going home to get her sister to give her a ride to Galveston for evaluation by her OB, that's where she had the complicated delivery. She understands it's important to get help now and not go home and stay home because of the side effects and the issues that can arise. Patient has support at home with her mom and her sister, and the baby is being formula fed at this time. Next number is anemia. Next number, check CBC in the emergency room in Galveston. Next number, status post-gastric sleeve. Next number, tobacco abuse. I explained to the patient about the risk to the baby as far as smoking is concerned. Next number, patient needs a transvaginal ultrasound and or a CT scan immediately. Next number, findings was discussed with patient at length before leaving the office, and she understands the gravity of the situation. Thank you. Bye.